Hi, Pastor Brandon here to my family of families with our readings from our reading plan Seek Him for January 5th, 2020. And today, as every day, we have special prayer points, and I need to be better at announcing those so that we can be praying together. And Sunday's prayer point is prayer for growth as a worshiper in your prayer life, in your generosity, and to gain a deeper and stronger relationship with Jesus. So let's pray for a moment. God, thank you for giving us this day. May we rejoice in it and have joy in it, for it is the day that you have made. It is the day that you have given us. And Lord, help us continually worship and praise you in all the days of our life. Expand our lives, Lord, through prayer. And open our hearts to what it is you're doing around us, and let us see how it is you would have us to be your hands and feet. Amen. And with this being said, we're going to go into our readings from Jeremiah 31, 7 through 14, Psalm 147, 12 through 20, Ephesians 1, 3 through 14, and John 1, 10 through 18. And you might be wondering, hey, that's not where we left off yesterday, because it isn't. You see, we use the Moravian reading plan for our reading plan to read through the entirety of the Psalms in 1 year and the rest of the Bible in 2. Sundays for the Moravian reading plan are special days that are assigned lessons for that day of the church year from their Revised Common Lectionary. Many other lectionaries do this as well, but for our purposes and for our reading plan, we follow this particular lectionary of readings, and that is why we're going to Jeremiah today, and we're skipping all the way to Psalm 147 and Ephesians and John. But don't worry, we will be back where we left off yesterday on Monday. Shall we begin in Jeremiah 31, 7 through 14? For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman, and she who is in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with pleas for mercy I will lead them back. I will make them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path, in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall be like a watered garden, and they shall languish no more. Then shall the young men, women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will feast the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares the Lord. Psalm 147, 12 through 20. Says this: Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the feast of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth, His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystal of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1:3-14 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. John chapter 1, verses 10-18. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. These are our readings for Sunday, January 5th. And there's something all of these texts point to, in a way. They point to the fact that following after Jesus is worth it. Take some time to read through them again and think about that. Think about the fact that they have that common theme that following after Jesus is worth it. We can trust in him, as the Proverbs teach us. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will make our paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. We can trust in Jesus, and it is so worth trusting in Jesus, because there is a great promise for putting our hope, trust, and faith in Jesus. He indeed will make all of our paths straight. God bless you. Happy Sunday.